Coming up next on the Equinox Business Solutions podcast, you'll hear from Colton Lawrence, the president and CEO of Equinox Business Solutions. In this episode of the podcast, Colton will be addressing the topic of tax audits. Here's a preview.
For those that have listened to our podcast series, they will know that there is a definite theme that has emerged, and that is the importance of planning and having a strategy in place for running your business, for minimizing your tax liability, and for doing things the right way. And this definitely applies to minimizing your audit risk.
Hello again, everybody. Greg Thompson back with you on the Equinox Business Solutions podcast. I'm joined once again by the president and CEO of Equinox Business Solutions, and that's Colton Lawrence. And Colton, today we're talking about audits. And when I hear the word audit, there's a lot of things that come to mind. There's some fear, there's concern, but at the same time, as we walk through what we're going to share with folks today, an audit can be one of those things that, yes, there is a little bit of fear, there is some concern. In some ways, I compare it to going to the doctor's office, because sometimes you got to go to the doctor's office, and sometimes they do examinations for men and women that are uncomfortable.
Yeah, Greg, and I'm happy to be here again today to talk about some of those things that can cause you added stress when it comes to an audit. And we're going to talk about some of those things that can flag you for an audit. And we're going to generally speak about what an audit looks like, how you might be notified of an audit, and discuss the things that can make this situation as stress-free as possible.
One of the reasons that we've included an audit podcast in our collection here is the fact that audits happen most often with folks who are self-employed. The rate of audit for folks who are self-employed, like owner-operators, independent contractors, small business owners, are much greater than they are for the general population.
Absolutely. Amongst the general population, the audit rate is a very low 0.6%. That means just over one half of a person out of 100 will be audited. When you look at small business owners, and this pertains to our independent contractor and owner-operator truck drivers, that rate jumps by four times to 2.3%. That's a really big increase. And just the fact that you are self-employed is in and of itself a flag that the IRS will look at for you to be audited.
And when you look at that rate of 2.3% versus 0.6%, that is something that catches your attention right away. And I know that the Schedule C is one of the first places that gets an examination by the IRS.
Correct. The Schedule C is one of the predominant ways that self-employment earnings are reported on a tax return. This is the form that is used for sole proprietors. It is the form that is used for single member LLCs. And if you have gross receipts on that Schedule C of $100,000 or more, you're going to fall into that audit rate of 2.3%.
Well, Colton, when we talk about self-employment, obviously from the numbers, we've hit on one of the bigger triggers for who might be more apt to get an audit. But let's talk a little bit more about earnings and how the IRS identifies individuals for audit.
So there is definitely some randomness to the way audits are generated, but within the IRS, they have a computer system that is looking for specific triggers. And as tax returns come into the IRS system, there is a software that is looking through and comparing different amounts from different sections of the tax return. And as it compares and analyzes these numbers and bounces these numbers off of the reported earnings that they have received from various companies that have reported on you, such as your 1099 and your W-2. They're looking for errors. They're looking for misstatements. And this software compares and analyzes all of this. And at the end of the process, spits out certain individuals to be audited.
We've talked about how that process happens. Let's talk a little bit about how you're notified about an audit. And as we talk about that, I wanted to also have you address, there are folks out there who are scamming. I know that I've gotten robocalls that have gone to voicemail that have said, this is the IRS, and you know it's not. But how are folks notified? And can you talk about the scams that are out there?
Scams are definitely a very prevalent situation out there right now. And the one thing individuals need to know is that the IRS will never call you on your telephone to tell you that you have a liability due, or that you are being audited, or that you need to pay some amount by a certain date, or your assets are going to be seized. That's just not the way they work. If you are audited, or frankly, for any other communication from the IRS, you're going to receive a letter in the mail. It's going to be on IRS letterhead. It will have a very distinct format to it. It'll have very distinct titles to the letters that you receive. And when you get those letters in the mail, the first thing you should do is contact Equinox, and we can help you understand what that letter means and exactly what you need to do with it. But again, you will never be called on the telephone. You will never receive an email from the IRS letting you know of these situations.
That's Colton Lawrence, the president and CEO of Equinox Business Solutions. Please keep in mind that every tax situation is unique, and the perspective shared on this podcast should not be considered as tax advice. If you have questions regarding your specific tax situation, you should consult a qualified tax professional. Now, before we close out the podcast, we'd like to talk to you about Equinox Business Solutions. There are a number of ways you can contact the team at Equinox. Visit the company's website at equinoxbusiness.com. From the homepage, you can fill out the Get Started form, which will send an email to an Equinox representative. If you would rather email Equinox directly, you can reach out to the company through the following address, info@equinoxbusiness.com. That's info@equinoxbusiness.com. You can also call Equinox toll-free at 1-800-533-4230 and hit option 2 for sales. The toll-free number once again is 1-800-533-4230 and choose option 2. As always, be on the lookout for the next edition of the Equinox Business Solutions Podcast.